Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Loud and Local, and right now I have a band called Sinking Season. Welcome to Loud and Local, y'all.
Hello.
Yeah. What's up? Hey,
let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do for Sinking Season.
Yeah, I'm Thomas. Live, I play guitar and sing.
Hey, my name's Daryl. I'm the lead guitarist of Sinking Season.
Awesome.
I'm Don. I play bass.
I'm Mikey Gano. I play drums in Sinking Season.
Okay, right on. Well, let's start things off the way we start off most of these things. Like, in Marvel terms, what's the origin story of Sinking Season? Who wants to jump in and tell me a little bit about how you guys got started?
I have a thought. I'm not going to give us the whole backstory, but I just want to put out there that, like, Thomas is definitely the Mike Jira of Seattle.
Okay.
There's been maybe more than Swan's amount of members in this band.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I can touch on, like, how the band started, and then maybe they can take over, like, the current formation. I started this band in California about a decade ago.
Wow.
Just doing local shows.
Mm-hmm. What part of California?
Central Valley.
Cool.
Yeah. So, we released some music, but we never really did much. We just kind of played shows around town. And,
yeah.
It was my first band. It didn't last very long, maybe, like, a year and a half or 2 years. Took like a 6-year hiatus from it. I was in some other bands in the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved up here to Seattle and kind of just wanted to start my career and took a few years off from music. And then during COVID, you know, I was like, okay, I want to play music again. So end of 2020, I started writing again after, you know, 5 years off from this project. And that's when I wrote the Therapy album. Recorded that and released that in March of 21 and started playing live again last summer. So it's been about a year. Oh, it's been about a year and a half now of live music.
Nice, dude.
Not a year, because we just passed.
Yeah, out. Yeah. It's been about a year and a half back, like, performing and touring and stuff. And so I started the band back up here in Seattle and kind of went through a bunch of different lineups, trying to find the perfect fit for mm-hmm. kind of what I wanted to accomplish. Found a Gano a little, I don't know, like 15 months ago, I think. It was like last...
God, has it been that long?
It was October of 21.
No, dude, I think you came to that Blackbird show.
Those yeah, that was October, because then you went on tour with us in November.
Those were in like...
September,
August,
maybe.
I think.
Yeah.
Because I was in New York, I think, until the first tour.
Your first show with us was like October at Bad Bar.
No, I came to that show.
Oh.
Ryan played the show. first show that I did with the band was after the Central show. I don't think I played that one. I think
Ryan did the tour in November.
This is great.
Yeah, the tour. Guys. So, well, I mean, look, content is content. Okay.
Whatever.
No, but it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah, and then I met these two guys about the same time last May. So us as a foursome have been playing together since about 8 months ago now. And yeah, last year we did 96 shows in 35 states.
Oh my God.
A lot of different people were involved for that, and I appreciate who, you know, was able to step in. It's a very open project where it's kind of like who can go type thing.
Sure.
And, it just works well with, you know, with people's schedules. We're all in our 30s. And but yeah, if you guys want to chime in.
How'd you guys jump aboard?
That makes the band, it's one of the things that's really special about this band that I really love. It's like, you know, when I first met Thomas, he had come to one of my other band's shows and then come to hang out at the Collective that night. And so I thought you were friends with Weston. And
I was just a fan of
you were just a fan.
I was actually a fan of his band Blackbird in Root, and I didn't even know they were from Seattle. They announced a show like day of, and I was like, oh shit, this band.
Yeah,
I'm like, they're from Seattle? What the hell?
But you know,
and then I met him, and yeah, then we started hanging out, and
it was
like,
kind of
yeah.
A really serendipitous moment too, because like, you know, I think a lot of musicians kind of have had their own growing pains and stuff,
sure.
And so I spent some time after I moved to Seattle the first time not playing music, and then I started, you know, Blackbird with Weston, and then took some more time off of music. When I moved back in 2016, I wasn't playing. And Thomas had found me like right around the time when I was in like too many bands and blah blah blah, but I thought he was like a friend of the band, so he was hanging out with us and I was like really thought he was a cool kid, you know, and looking into what Singing Seas was doing, and I happened to be on vacation like a month or two later, and he hits me up and he's like, yeah, do you want to go on this tour? And I'm like, I've been on vacation for a month.
Like,
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Were you in New York or something at the time?
New York, Virginia, D.C., California. Yeah. Like, I did this whole thing.
East Coast thing.
My brother got married and all this stuff. And you know, and I was about to come back.
And also, this was like a week before
it
the
was not,
started.
It yeah, was like maybe a week.
Because, like, I had a drummer, and then that didn't work out. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, yo, Ogano, you play drums?
He's
you want to do this, like, 12-day tour, like, the West Coast, 6 to 8?
This is actually, quintessential Thomas.
Yeah, it's quintessential
Thomas.
Hey,
you've never heard our songs. Come
and
play.
And really, like, really important to how the band, I think, is able to function. Because, you know, he hit me up, and he's like, yeah, do you want to do this tour? Like, blah, 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 expenses paid. We already booked it and stuff. We need somebody to fill in. And I was like, well, I have a lot of reasons to say no. I haven't been home for a month, and I'm going to be gone for another, 12 days or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
maybe more than that. I mean, 12
In retrospect,
shows.
It was pretty short, but at the time,
yeah,
like...
Well, now we're...
Because we didn't even really know each other.
Now we're maniacs. Yeah. But, you know, so he says all that stuff to me, and I'm like, are you sure that I can play with you as I want to? And that has been... Really, that's the thing that made me join full-time. That's the thing that I think has allowed for the success of Sinking Season and all these through all these permutations of lineups and stuff is the fact that, like, you know, Thomas is very driven and really really is capable at focusing on what it takes to be a band and, mm-hmm. and to get shows and to grow beyond Seattle, which is very hard. And at the same time, with all of those pressures and all of those time constraints, he's very understanding of the fact that we have lives, which is, it's hard for bands, you know, where it's like mm-hmm. being married to a bunch of people. So, you know, that's what's allowed me to choose the shows that I wanted to play or the shows that I could play. And now to meet a good group of guys that made me fully commit to the band, you know, say, hey, yeah, I'm here. You guys deserve, like, to have, you know, some kind of, like, solid foundation for this
sure.
band. I love doing this with you. And I also know that if there's ever a time that I can't do it, we have people that are also a part of the band. But it's been cool to have this kind of core group kind of, like, mentality approaching this stuff. So, you know, as a dude that's been in band since I was 14, more than 40, easy... It's very easy. It's very approachable. It requires a lot of work. You know, being on the road isn't easy. But it's been very fulfilling because we get to just like create together, play together, and do it without a lot of the, you know, some of the ancillary pressures that life, you know, will hold against bands and artists. So
speaking to Thomas's like work ethic and how hard you're grinding and stuff, you guys are going to be playing 30 shows in the next 60 days. You guys are going to do a Southeast tour. You have 18 shows in 14 states. You guys are also going to be playing an intimate show January 24th at the Sunset over in Ballard.
Yeah, please come out.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we got a couple cool locals coming up. We have the 24th of Sunset. We have the 28th of Chop Suey.
Nice.
7th of January.
28th of February.
Yeah, 28th of February. I should specify. I'm pretty bad with the calendar. We do a lot of local shows. We got a couple Tacoma shows and stuff like that. We do a lot of stuff around Oregon, too, and the Northwest Corridor. It's pretty cool to be able to know that over the next, you know, whatever, 30 shows over the next 2 months, that, you know, a good portion of them will be at home. We have times to take breaks and to you know, connect with our actual audience and not, you know, just try to exist outside of here. You know, it's about incorporating what Seattle sound is and what it means to be a Seattle band with what it means to be a band that can travel. You know,
yep.
I wanted to touch on real quick, like, because, you know, Agano and Thomas brought up sort of that we've had multiple members.
Yeah.
I think something that gets missed in a lot of this is people sort of assume music is music, songs are songs. So, you know, musicians can learn the songs. It's all sort of the same.
Sure.
Something that's been really a great experience is getting to experience what music means to different people. So,
sure.
What the band is when it's the four of us, like, mm-hmm. the core four members out on the road who know each other really well, who have like very distinct styles and ways of playing the same songs, like, it's really unique, and we all really appreciate each other because of that. But getting to play with other musicians who fill in has also been really interesting and valuable because we get to experience different takes on the same songs that we're all so used to.
Yeah.
And really fresh. Like, yeah, play off of each other.
And then we found Don.
Yeah. So Don, how do we find you?
Yeah. Yep. I'm on a lot of social media threads for musicians, and then so Thomas reached out to me there, and I initially reached out to him to play drums, and then we settled on me doing bass.
So you play a bunch of different instruments.
Yep. I'm a multi-instrumentalist myself.
Yeah. Don took my place on a tour very recently.
Well, why did that happen?
And okay. I was very, very, very excited about it because I literally could not do it. Like,
well, there you go.
I blew out my knee, but I had no
and
idea this
Don.
Guy plays
yep.
drums.
Yeah. But what sold me on this band, though, was that I dug the music right off the bat, and then our first jam together, we vibed and we gelled, and there was good tempo between us. Didn't have to...
I think that was our last practice, too.
Yeah. We don't
that's another thing. We don't practice.
Yeah.
Look, just our practice we are like shows. Iverson, like, we shouldn't say that we're like Iverson. I think that was just...
Practice?
When's the last time we've practiced?
Our first show of every tour is our practice.
There's a lot of reasons why we haven't practiced.
Yeah, but mostly we know the songs, and it's kind of cool to just be like... Hey, this is what we do. This
right,
is what
we'll
we know.
It's worked out good.
It's raw.
Seattle should cater to artists a little bit more. I know that we already do.
Yep.
But we should also cater to organizations that look out for artists that perpetuate the scene. You know, because it's hard to find practice spaces, or it's hard to find places that
it's
foster
expensive.
Your growth.
Yep.
Expensive. Yeah, there you go.
Jam spaces are expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So Don, you know, he sent me I think you did The Walls.
Yep.
He did a video.
Kind of a video
like
tryout.
Like an audition thing. And then he came in and he knew the songs. And we're like, all right, Don, you're the guy.
Yep. I definitely didn't know a single song until like the third tour.
Nice.
And then I kind of like.
Wait, you know the song?
I haven't gotten there yet, but probably not.
Yeah, so Daryl, what's your story?
So I've been playing guitar since I was 9. I was self-taught, but around 20, I stopped playing because I, you know, started a career, got married, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I really barely ever picked up my guitar. And then in 2023, New Year's, I was like, I want to start playing guitar again. So I got a guitar teacher, just wanted to learn some more fundamentals. I remembered a lot because I was self-taught.
Sure.
But I didn't really have any big goals. And I was playing. I joined this musicians, looking for musicians group in Seattle just to, like, see what was going on.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even actively seeking anything because I really didn't think I was good enough. And then Thomas messaged me and, like, you know, like it was Tinder or something. And he's like,
he's like, I like your look.
He's like, his actual response to him was very Tinder.
He's like, hey, there's a show in 2 weeks.
You up?
You should play. And I'm
yeah,
like,
you up, exactly.
I'm like, dude, I don't think I'm good enough. He's like, you'll be fine. Just come practice with us. And I'm like, I don't think I am. He's like, I think you are. And honestly,
he's gassing you up, bro.
No, he gaslit. Honestly, it was like the best thing because I hadn't played guitar in so long. I was just like picking it back up.
Yeah.
And I had the ability to do it, but I didn't have the confidence. And just having someone who's like, hey, you can do this, just try it out, really gave me the confidence. And like getting out there, playing my first show, and then going on my first tour, and really getting to know these guys and like understand what I was capable of and being able to grow as a musician has been so great. And like, if there's anything I've learned this year, it's that, you know, anyone who's listening who feels like they've had these dreams for music or art or anything that they've been dreaming of and they feel like those dreams are dead,
they're never dead.
Yeah. I'm 36 years old, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I started picking guitar back up this year.
Last year.
Yeah. And I've toured, like, you know, 15 states.
That's awesome.
Played, like, yeah. You know.
Keeping the dream alive.
Yeah, I know. It's
we just
great,
got, like, back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
I think
that's
this
so
is,
sick.
Dreams
it's,
never die.
It's more of this, like, you know, I can't think out of the gift is, like, being reminded by somebody outside of your own microcosm that it's not just a dream. It's something, you know, it's within a realm of potential. And I personally, like, you know, playing for all these years, I didn't really, even though I'd worked for it so hard, you know, I didn't really understand that until I started playing with these guys and started playing with my heroes and
nice.
You know, things like that. Realize that emo is cool again.
There we go.
It's like
Jinkos. Hey, emo night.
It's,
you know,
like Jinkos. It's the craziest thing. And at the same time, you know, like, kind of hearkening back to what Daryl was saying, like, there was a time, Daryl, when you weren't playing, you know, and that moment when somebody says, hey, man, you don't lose chops, you only lose endurance, you know, like, just because you're not playing right now doesn't mean you're not a musician. That's been one of the things that I've kind of, it's been one of my focal points for many years when interacting with anybody, not just people that I know are musicians. It's just people in general, because you can kind of suss out what their artist archetype is if you're playing and stuff. And you start to realize a lot of people have stopped, you know, or a lot of people have convinced themselves that they're not doing it anymore.
Most people fail at music, you know?
But it's not really failure, you know? I've failed so much, man. So much. I've put everything into everything that I've believed in and failed so many times. But it was the reminder, Thomas, it was the reminder that, like, yeah, like, I'm already doing this. And it was something that I really focused on for a long time and then still focused on, is like reminding people, hey, you know, you play guitar at this point in time in your life, but there's old dudes that play at farmers markets. Like, you're going to play some more.
You're a lifer, dude.
Strike while you're strong.
It's called being a lifer, man. Yeah. Just keep trying.
You know, and that's, I think that's a really great gift that kind of extends beyond the core four of us. That this guy over here, I'm pointing to Thomas, that this guy's been able to really give to us, even if it wasn't necessarily his primary focus, but you know, being seasoned musicians, I think we've all been able to really cherish that.
Yeah, I've had a lot of firsts as a musician because of this band. We got to play out of the country for the first time, play a sold-out show for the first time.
Yeah,
playing in Hawaii, played in Vegas. And we've got to play for some bands that we really, really love.
Yeah. I literally cried.
Yeah, maybe we could have a segment on, like, who we've played with.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that after we play a couple songs
Okay? Sure thing.
So we're going to jump into a couple songs here. We're talking to Sinking Season here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Again, they're going to be playing a bunch of shows, 30 shows in the next 60 days, and they're playing 18 shows in 14 states. Intimate show, January 24th at the Sunset. We're going to go into a couple jams here, Left and Walls. Why don't you tell me a little bit about these before we jump into them?
So let's start with Left. I guess we can start with Left. Left is a song
We wrote that on tour.
Yeah,
right?
So basically, I had the bridge. I had the bridge lyrically written, and
the intro was so cool.
And like I was just like playing with that song right when Agano joined the band. Mm-hmm. And I had the song, and then we went out on tour, and like we were listening to it, in the truck on the road, and just like, oh yeah, like, oh, we should, when we get back, this is what we should do. And then we went to Redding, California.
Redding, yeah. Why did you say Reno?
And we have this pizza shop, and we, you know, Redding. If anyone knows about Redding, California, it's very. Not a lot goes on there.
We're from California, you know, so we're talking extra trash. But honestly, Redding took care of us.
But, no. Like the people that owned that place, the dude was awesome.
And it was a great bar.
But, you know, it was more of like we're playing for people that are eating, and apparently no one wanted to eat that day.
Wait, that one kid? So, Tyler?
So, yeah. Oh, shout out to Tyler if you're listening to this.
Shout out Tyler.
He made the night because he sat for the whole show and like
he bought
merch. But like he asked questions
about being in a band.
And also shout out to Birthday Dad because we were touring with them at the time. So we're like, hey, like no one's here. Let's just like try to play this song. So like I didn't even have the lyrics written. I was just like making stuff up like as we played it and. Mm-hmm. The song's changed a lot since then, but that was like the first version of it was kind of like driving to Reading. And then I came back and I wrote the song, and it's actually the number one song on Spotify now.
Killer.
Left.
I really do.
It just passed 200,000.
You guys should listen to World. 200,000?
Yeah, 200,000.
I just checked our metrics for the first time in like last month.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, Left is kind of just about, leaving a situation and kind of like feeling what you took from it and like what was left behind and like what we kind of move on, having feeling like. How that's gonna affect you leaving things behind and what you left with someone else maybe. So that's kind of what that's about.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about Wolves though? Because that's the titular track.
Oh, Walls. So, no.
Yeah, Walls.
So Walls, I think, is like
you don't know the origin of Walls.
The cool thing about this band is we have a ton of musical diversity. Mm-hmm. I think even more so when we play live. But there's like Left is very like straightforward, catchy, gets stuck in your head. Walls is very aggressive, and nice. I would say it's like one of the more aggressive,
more
songs.
Grungy.
I feel like very honestly, Seattle Walls, grunge. Walls was like when I first heard it. If I can share my piece on it,
share it.
When I first heard it, I was like, "This is too Seattle."
No, what you said exactly about the drums. What'd you say about the drums?
I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay,
it was too Seattle. I heard the first couple riffs, and I'm like, I don't think we can do this, guys. Like, we need to be like. Not just playing for our audience, but playing for ourselves. And maybe 2 weeks later, I hear another version of Walls.
So I kept working on it.
Yeah, Thomas kept workshopping it. And you know, at the time that Walls was recorded, like, I was playing with the band, but I wasn't a full-time member, so I wasn't really doing much beyond live show, writing contributions and some, sparse conversations. Mm-hmm. But as it starts developing, I'm like, oh man, this song is going to be my chance to do the thing that I know I shouldn't do as a drummer, which is have my Dave Grohl moment.
Yeah,
I love it. I really love getting to play blues really loud, as Mr. Grohl would say, and kind of changing the pulse of it. It is, in my opinion, Seattle has some deep emo roots too. I mean, I'm from an emo and math bands here that are
old. Yeah,
Sunny
Day. But we're not. It's nothing like that. It really is a very natural progression for this band into grunge, and it afforded me a moment in my life as a musician that I didn't really think I could take without shame, which is trying to really embody one of my heroes while playing. Just feel. The type of feelings that he may have felt while he was writing. Definitely not saying I'm a Dave Grohl.
Sure, but please, you had that moment.
Please, yeah. But it, every show.
But it's like it's when influence this song without comes, being derivative.
I'm like, people don't know that this can happen, and they may be judgy because we're from Seattle and Nirvana, right? It's a hard shadow to step out of. But at the same time, I get to spend that moment in every show, just like really ripping on turnarounds and all these different things, like one of my true heroes does.
Yeah,
you know, so it's a song that, like, you know, Walls is really, it's not very much so like most of Sinking Season stuff. Most of Sinking Season stuff is very post emo, but that song, it feels not just like what our home is, and it's very grungy.
I mean, especially the breakdown.
But it allows us, you know, a lot of us are transplants. It allows us to feel at home to you.
Nice.
That could just be me. I'm like hyper emotional. Yep. I'm a drummer.
Well, let's go into the songs, guys. We're going to go into Left and Walls. Again, this is Sinking Season.
We'll be right back. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're with Sinking Season here on Loud and Local. That was a song called Walls. Before that was Left. And they're going to be playing an intimate show January 24th at the Sunset. See these boys off, because they're going to be playing a bunch of rad shows. 30 shows in the next 60 days to be exact. They're doing a Southeast tour. 18 shows in 14 states. And this is... How many tours are under your belt so far?
A lot.
Let's see.
96 shows last year, so that was like, what, seven tours?
I mean, depends what you consider a tour.
The weekend. Like, seven tours?
No.
More than that.
Tours I consider maybe like, this is our fifth big tour.
Cool.
And then we do a bunch of weekenders and like, we just got back from Hawaii. We flew there and did two shows there. It was really cool.
That was a lot of fun.
On Oahu, Honolulu.
I used to live there. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah. Coming through.
It was a great December thing to do because it was like 80 degrees.
We That's amazing. Now we have a reason to do it every year.
We went in the ocean.
Made some friends?
And like, no, the shows were incredible.
It
like,
was awesome.
The turnouts were awesome. Like, the people.
They're not really well
There was people that really, like, knew our song. Like, that one dude from Reddit, he found us. Like,
cool.
He was right in front, like, singing every word. And
That's awesome.
Kind of messing me up a few times.
Yeah, it was really interesting, actually, because Hawaii, we found out. Well, I mean, I found out for sure because I was living there just recently that they have an emerging hardcore scene that's really awesome.
That's cool. Yeah,
the bands
really
were really
awesome.
Good.
Young kids
are out playing.
Yeah, it's badass. They're getting it out there. Yeah.
All the bands we played with were really good.
Really awesome.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So that's something I wanted to hit on, if you don't mind, is that the amount of your kind of heroes and contemporaries and bands that you guys been able to play with. You guys, we kind of teased that we were going to talk about that, so let's talk about it. What are some bucket list bands you guys have gotten to share the stage
let's
with?
Let's each choose like one, maybe.
Tiny Moving Parts was a
that was mine.
Highlight for me.
So that was kind of like our first like show where we got to open for a band that like I really like have loved for like 10 plus years.
You said Tiny Moving Parts.
Tiny Moving Parts.
Yeah,
nice.
Cool, yeah.
So we played at Elko. I think that was in August.
No, September 20th.
Mm. No.
It was this.
August. It was August 20th. September 23rd was Home Is Where.
No. Oh, Home Is Where. September 20th.
Fight over it.
Well, so I'll say Tiny Moving Parts.
I played three shows that day. That's
okay. I'm only choosing that because I know Ogana's going to choose what I would really want to choose.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let him choose that. But
okay, fine.
But no. Let's go with Daryl.
Yeah, let's go to
You could choose a substation show.
Well, I actually.
Wait.
Okay.
Hold on.
No, fine. Okay. He's
going to come to
both of them. You get nothing.
Okay. Because other people are going to cry.
I'm taking Fred.
I will cry too.
So.
Yes.
I would say, like, one of the best bands I've gotten to play with on this tour, or with this band, other than some of the legends, is a really, like, fairly new-ish band that's getting a ton of popularity right now.
Like Roses?
Like Roses.
I knew it! Yeah!
They are my favorite band that I've found in
Like
the last,
Roses?
Like, they're
so
they're incredible.
Where are they from?
They're from Oakland.
The Bay.
Cool. From my hometown.
They're nice. My favorite band I found in the last year. We went on tour with them.
Shout out, Amy.
Some of the best people that we've met. They're incredible musicians. They write incredible songs.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you're listening, go look up Like Roses on Spotify. I promise you'll love them.
Nice.
That's awesome.
We play with them here at Central.
With
another guy that some people might know.
We'll let Don go first. Don, you can choose whoever you want as long as it's not LP, because I'll kill you.
We did the house show in Corvallis. We actually got to play with a bunch of good bands. But one artist that I absolutely fell in love with afterwards is a dude named Fuller from L.A. He makes electronic rock music. And I kind of started listening to his music the day after the show because I saw him play. I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. And then I started listening to it, and it's just amazing stuff. So I was kind of glad that I didn't know his music when I was talking to him.
Sure.
I would have been fanboying out too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, that was really cool. I really, love that artist.
Yeah.
And,
the Fuller House Tour.
The Fuller House Tour, yeah. He's a cool dude. So that was the highlight for me, for
that's
sure.
That's awesome.
Sure. Yep.
It's my turn now.
All right. What are you going to say, dude?
I'm going to take one. I'm taking both.
So I'm from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. I'm specifically from Oakland, East Bay, Oakland. And I used to play at this place called Soundwave, which is like Third Eye Blind Studio, Chris Novoselic, second owner of it, and all the stuff. And there was this band that played above us in my room, which is Mac Dre's old room.
Fizzle Dance.
I know. My vocal booth had a window that was lined in $100 bills. It was amazing. I was like 17. But anyways, Loma Prieta. That's my first.
Ah, yeah, great
dude.
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I love these guys, I don't know what you can talk about on the radio, so you can cut this if you need to, but when I first started smoking weed,
Seattle, I think we're fine.
I would hope so, yeah. And this is an Oakland kid story.
What's weed?
But anyways, so, I was still like hallucinating and stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And Loma Prieta played right above for me. I'd been listening to these guys since they were in Sailboats and Get Go. So, since Behind Trees was a thing. I was at the gallery during it went down like an episode of Law and Order video shoot.
Wow.
Like, they're my heroes, hometown. The only band I loved more than Thursday, no doubt.
Also one of my favorite bands.
me and Daryl are best friends. We will get to that as well.
I never knew Loma, but I do love them. So
he knows now. But I got to play, I don't know if you noticed earlier, Kevin, but I have a brace on my knee.
Mm-hmm.
So I tore my meniscus in my MCL and on Halloween.
Wow.
And I played a show with these guys with Loma Prieta, specifically because my favorite drummer was playing.
Yeah. I think it was November 20th?
Who cares? I did.
It was three weeks.
Can we not
fight about dates?
So that's the first thing. Yeah, none of us know dates. The second hero show, and this is like...
No, I'm taking this one.
Come on!
No, I booked it. I'm taking it.
All right, fair. Yeah, that's fair.
There's a guy named Fred. You might know him from a band... A small band called Take It Back Sunday.
Maybe. Never heard of him.
But yeah, he's one of the most sweet dudes I've ever met. And he wanted to, we booked a show. He was doing an acoustic tour last year.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to come through Seattle. And, he asked me for help. I'm like, yeah, of course we're going to play a show with you. Like, so we booked Central for him. But he was doing a couple months. And he was coincidentally in Boise the day before we were on tour in Boise. And he's like, oh, I'm going to stay in Boise because he had a day off. So he's like, I'm going to come to the show. I'm going to support you guys, come meet you. I'm like, oh, that's like so cool. And then we're like, hey, why don't you just play, He's like, sure. Like, this is your guys' show. And he's like, and then we're like, yeah, like everyone will love that. You could be a surprise guest. And he came out and played like 45 minutes at the end. Just acoustic. He did like Color Fred songs, Take It Back Sunday songs.
You guys sang with the
Breaking
that night,
Pangea.
Right?
Breaking Pangea.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then he's like, this was like one of the worst moments of my life, but one of the best is like a couple days before the show, he's like, do you want to do a song with me like while I play? And I'm like, what? Because me and Daryl were in Vegas like on that tour a few days before that, and mm-hmm. we did karaoke and we did Decade Under the Influence.
Nice.
And I had told him like, hey,
we just did karaoke.
He's like, do you want to do it live with me? And I'm like, what?
I'm looking at you, Daryl.
And I'm like, yes. I'm like, yes, I need to do that. So I did Decade Under the Influence with him, and it was really cool. And then we came to Seattle and I did, what did I do? Phasers?
We did Phasers.
I did Phasers. Yeah, I did Phasers. I think Daryl, you did a song.
Yeah, I did.
I did Phasers with you. Yeah. I'll just get that song out there that I cried the whole time and I had a beer in my hand, even though Fred's straight edge, because I couldn't get through the song.
We're in our mid-30s. Like, for most of us, like for me at least, this was a band that changed my life. Like,
I learned how to sing from singing like, Taking Back Sunday songs in my college's parking lot.
You could probably sing better in their singer now. I'm just kidding.
He did let me sing as far as, and they were terrible. I did a really bad job. But I
getting to play with these with like a band that was so influential to so many of us and hear those songs that we grew up on while we get to share a stage with friends.
That's awesome, yeah.
It was incredible.
That's so cool.
You guys FaceTimed me when you're in Vegas still, and I shrieked and threw my phone when I saw Fred. I shrieked.
Yeah. Oh
and
no, that
threw
was in Boise. It was in Boise. I FaceTimed Nagano because he was still at home, and I'm like, "Hey, do you want to meet someone?" He's like, "Who?" And I'm like, "I showed." It was just me and Fred, and he's like, "Oh shit!" And then
FCC, dude.
All good, dude. It's pre-recorded.
You could bleep that. Yeah. Anyway. So then we got to the show and like he was a wreck the whole day. He was like crying.
Like
and
the
then
whole day.
He like, showed up like 14 hours he showed up. He, it's like Central was packed. Like I've never seen the Central packed like this. And he got there late and he's like trying to bring his drum gear through the crowd. And he's like and I'm walking with him. And then like there's this guy in the way and he's like, hey, like I'm trying to get my shit through. I'm trying to get my stuff through. And then he kind of touches the guy. And then he turns around. It's Fred. I'm like, hey, do you know who that is? And then he just, like, goes, like, deer in headlights face to face. He's like, oh, my God. And then he, like, had to, like, go buy cigarettes. And, like, he walked around the corner a few times.
That's funny.
But, yeah, that show was awesome. That show was also with, like, Roses. But then, you know, even before that show, I would just – the first day I met Fred, he's like, hey, like, let's tour together next year. And I'm like – of course.
And now we're
so now they're on five of our shows in February. They're starting with us in Pensacola. All right, we'll
Penis Cola.
They're starting with us in Pensacola, Florida. We have a show in Jacksonville at a skate park.
Nice.
Then we're playing Charlotte, North Carolina, and then we're doing a matinee pre-Super Bowl party in Greenville, South Carolina, and then we're ending it in Virginia. Roanoke.
That's
Roanoke.
Sick.
Yeah. Those are the five shows that we're doing with Fred, encompassed in that 18 show.
That's great, tour. Man. To me, yeah. A nice little tour for you. So Fred,
that tour also involves like this. I don't know if you remember the movie Grind.
Of course,
this band,
yeah.
Blindside played like at a skate park.
Yeah.
We're doing like that, maybe.
And really?
It's gonna be cool.
Playing at a skate park.
Sounds very cool.
And like the band that's opening for us, I don't even know if I've told you this. They're a part of a state skate club, so they're driving a diesel like truck full of like 30 skaters with cameras.
That's amazing. Whoa.
And they're filming a music video on the way, and then they're all gonna like come to the show and like be skating and stuff.
Oh,
and like
gosh.
It's gonna be like really cool.
That's
so
sick.
Yeah. Actually, by February, I'm
so that's a. I don't know if anyone listens to this from Florida, but that's a Friday night. I think it's Friday the 9th.
Why not?
In Jacksonville, Florida, at the Kona Clubhouse.
That's awesome,
at Kona
man.
Skate Park.
Kona.
The local show you guys are going to be playing is January 24th at the Sunset. Intimate show. We're going to end things here with my last question. Pick your favorite or a couple favorite Northwest bands of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put you guys on the spot like or anything, but I'm going to totally put you on the spot.
Is it okay if I go totally local?
Totally local, man. It could be anything from Nirvana to Gatsby's American Dream. It could be anything.
Can I go really like modern contemporary?
Sure, man.
Stuff.
Anything you want, dude.
First, because I want to shout out some of my favorites. So to top that list, right off the bat, we have Witch Ripper.
Great band.
And Death Cave. I really love those guys. Cereal Hawk. I really love Beverly Crusher. Shout out Kazelle, man. You're a killer guitarist. I think that like other bands like Kuroshi are totally worth like giving them time. Post hardcore is a thing. It's a thing that exists here. And get at it. Himiko Cloud.
Great band.
And of the Heavy Sun. I really love those boys too. Alan and Jake and Sam, there's a ton of other bands that I really love that I've, obviously we're connected to through so many shows and so many things. It's our city. But I want to make sure those boys get the recognition that they need,
Absolutely. Right on.
So first and foremost, I got to mention Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
I love their music, the rock and roll side of it, but I also love the down home kind of country side of it.
Totally.
Very grungy. And I even love their new era too.
Great.
William's done a great job singing. Their
incredible vocals.
Absolutely awesome.
That's Lane's kid, right?
Well, no. Lane's replacement.
Oh, I thought it was his kid. Okay.
So, and then next would be Soundgarden. Love them for a lot of the same reasons. They just did a lot for Seattle rock, and I just love the spastic nature of their music at times.
Sure.
And, I would say third, I'd have to say Hendrix.
Yeah.
No reason not to.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, moving on.
Yeah, for me, growing up going to local shows, Botch has to be up there.
They came
Gatsby's
back,
American
man.
American Dream.
Yes.
Oh, I was at Botch's first show back in Tacoma.
Hell yeah.
Incredible.
That was a great show, yeah.
I was at Gatsby's first show back in L.A. They're playing again. They're doing sporadic shows. Please go listen to them.
Do you remember Time to
Croc show?
Do you remember Time to Fly? Do you remember that band Time? They were great, too.
Yeah. There was a ton of great bands.
Kane Hodder.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes, yes, yes. Minus Shit, the Bear is another great band. There's been so
Don't
much great music that's come through this city.
Absolutely.
So, no one said Nirvana, and we have to say that, at least.
Yeah.
Because I've been listening to them my whole life.
But
let's bring it back into the emo and shout out Sunny Day.
Yeah. Sunny Day Real Estate, man.
And
got
we're
to see
shout
them
out
Death
at because I just saw both of those bands for the first time this
That's
last
awesome.
Year.
Yeah, I
and they've been around
Ben
forever, and
was
I was
really
at both
good.
Of those shows. So Death Cab and Sunny Day for sure.
Pedro the Lion.
Pedro the Lion. There we go.
Killer.
Oh, I did the Dave Bazan did the boat shows a couple years ago. Do you remember when that happened, Kev?
No.
It was in South Lake Union. Pedro the Lion played like Beverly Crusher and stuff. They're on the boats, pirate boats and stuff. And I followed him on a kayak, and it was really great. And then I realized that he was practicing like two doors down from me.
That's
and,
awesome.
And I felt really stupid for following him on that kayak. You're like, so long, 'cause it was like,
hey, it's that creepy guy who followed us on a boat.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was just really hard. But yeah. I'm glad you guys hit on the good ones because there's so many good bands in the city. This is, it's one of the reasons why it's so
And all the bands we've played with, too.
Yes, because, there we go.
Yeah.
Again, Sinking Season is the name of the band. They're going to go out on quite an adventure. Congratulations. Good luck, guys. Stay out there, you know, and just wave the flag of Northwest music. You guys are going to be playing a show January 24th at the Sunset. Do you know who else you're going to be playing with at that one?
Yeah, a band called Densmore. It's awesome. One of my really good friends, Jake. Used to be in a local band called From Affany.
I remember From Affany.
This is kind of like Midwest emo
Keith
stuff, so it's a little different.
From Affany, yeah.
He's playing drums with Densmore, so cool. Please come out. If you guys love like old Seattle music, old Seattle people, this is going to be a great show. Yep. We purposely wanted to do a smaller, more intimate show before we went out on tour, so please come hang out.
It's just us too.
So. Thomas is going to buy you beers if you come
there
out.
There we go. Hey!
I think we're each playing 45-minute sets, so it's going to have two extended sets.
Right on.
So it's just us two bands.
Wait, does that mean we could play Lean?
We always
play. Why not?
We could play more. We might have a special song for you guys too, because we have time.
We have been writing too.
We might bring something out.
Sinking Season's the name of the band. Again, see them the 24th at the Sunset. We're going to jump into two final songs here. We got Starlight and Wolves. Final words for KISW and Loud and Local.
Keep playing music. Just if you feel like that's a part of your life and you've had questions about it, or you suffered through imposter syndrome or anything else, man, just play. You know, there's no rules on being an artist.
Don't think so much. Just do it.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard. It's hard, but it's not that hard.
It doesn't matter if it's hard or not.
It pays for what you get from it.
We shouldn't be keeping who we are from ourselves. So if you're here and you're in a artist-dense community with people that will identify with you, align with you when you have those questions, just do it. There's a lot of resources here. There's a lot of people that are very focused on the people that want to be playing music and want to be creating, you know, visual arts and all these other things. Like, join the community because we see you already.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you guys actually have a pretty unique experience of filming a video in Laura Palmer from freaking Twin Peaks' house. Tell me about this.
It was scary. There was an axe downstairs. There was a Bob.
Bob was in the closet.
Too much. Bob was in the closet.
It was a really great experience. We're really thankful for Mary for letting us film it over there.
Absolutely.
I've been a fan of the show forever.
Really, it's the only reason why I'm in the band is because me and Thomas are Twin Peaks fans.
And you know, when I found out we had the opportunity to film a music video there, you know, I called Michael Agano that day, and I'm like, hey, I have something I need to ask you. You want to do a music video at the Palmer House?
And clearly Thomas likes making me cry.
He just started screaming and
And probably crying.
It definitely happened. Whatever.
But yeah, it was really cool. You know, we went there. The music video has a lot of like references to Twin Peaks, and we dressed up as Bob. And
nice.
You know, I put my drum kit on the stoop.
Yep.
The stairs are there.
It was like my brand new kit too. So great.
It's on YouTube. It's on Instagram.
My Gucci shoes.
What song is this for?
This is for Starlight.
David Lynch showed up to tell me that I was trash. He didn't really.
Also, when we were recording it, like, random people just came and like started watching us and asking questions, because if you don't know about the Twin Peaks community, but they are very crazy. And like, they'll come and like anything that they see, they're going to post on Reddit and be like, yo, I think Twin Peaks season 4 is happening. why does someone have one camera there?
My favorite part of the day was Mel checking Google Maps as we're coming up to Mary's house. Yeah. And she's like, oh, look, there's Donna's house down the street. And I was like, that's Donna, who cares?
That's awesome.
But, anyways,
if you haven't seen the video or you already have, go check it out again. It's on YouTube. Just type in Starlight Sinking Season, you'll see it.
What a cool experience.
Yep.
Yes. All right, man. Well said, dude. We're going to go into it. It's Sinking Season here on Loud and Local. Thanks, guys.
Stay bright, a cover of your eyes.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.